ongoing throughout Quebec. The combined effect of two doses ensures better efficacy of the vaccine, reducing the risk of getting and transmitting the virus. You'll also stay protected for a longer period of time. Coming to your appointment for the second dose of the vaccine is a must, whatever else is on your schedule. The second dose of vaccine is essential. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
He needs to see his favorite band play live. He's thought about it all week. He bought his ticket. He wore his band t-shirt. He went to the concert venue. He wasn't allowed inside the concert venue. He put away his band t-shirt. He threw away his ticket. And he thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. Beginning in September, you'll need a vaccination passport to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Listen to me.
CKUT Radio, 90.3 FM in Montreal.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival is celebrating its 20th anniversary from September 22nd to 26th, 2021. 5 days of music, films, art, crafts, panels, and more, featuring Cakes Tequila, Backwash, The Besnard Lakes, The Deers, Handsome Eli, and more. Tickets on sale now at popmontreal.com.
CKUT, Henry Grimes, and stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Now we're going to listen to the new record from Nick Fraser's quartet, If There Were No Opposites. Released on the venerable Swiss label Hat Hut. The group is made up of Nick Fraser on drums, of course, Tony Malaby on saxophones, Rob Clutton on double bass, and Andrew Downing on cello. That's an interesting arrangement. So let's get right to it. Here we go. Nick Fraser's quartet with If There Were No Opposites. This is CKUT 90.3 FM. Dans la belle ville de Montréal, we're here until 11 a.m.
Thank you.
Sarah's excited to celebrate her birthday at a restaurant. She's thought about it all week. She invited her friends. She got a new dress. She went to the restaurant. She wasn't allowed in the restaurant. She had to put away her new dress. She couldn't see her friends. And she thought about it all week.
Don't wait until it hits you. Get vaccinated. A vaccination passport is now required to enter certain public spaces. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Join Pop Montreal's 20th edition this September, featuring a very special presentation. Cakes to Killa, DJ SB, Shades Lawrence, DJ Killa Jewel, and Milla Time at Longchampo 77 on September 23rd, 2021. Doors open at 3:30 p.m., and tickets are on sale now. Do not miss this iteration of hip-hop in the Mile End. More info at popmontreal.com. This is a CKUT co-presentation as part of Pop Montreal International Music Festival.
This is Red at CKUT.
It's on? It's on?
CKUT 90.3 FM.
This is Kyle. What? 90.3.
Good morning. You are listening to CKUT 90.3 FM in the beautiful city of Montreal. My name is Alex, filling in for John B. this week on Jazz Amok. We're here until 11 a.m. We're going to start the show actually with a live concert announcement happening tonight at lovely Resonance Café, 5175 Avenue du Parc, Montreal. That's tonight at 9 p.m. The Devlin and Lacombe duo. That's the duo by saxophonist Claire Devlin and drummer Valérie Lacombe. The two friends invite you to their musical world built around humor, contemplation, social justice, nature, and hope. It should be amazing. The duo have not recorded anything yet, but we will play a piece by the Valérie Lacombe, sextet. That's Valérie on drums, featuring Dan Falk on tenor saxophone, Coilane Power on, I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, on alto saxophone, Andre White on percussion, Sam Kimmer on guitar, and Mike DeMassi on bass. I heavily recommend checking out the Devlin and Lacombe duo tonight at Café Resonance. Hopefully tickets still remain. Later in the show, we'll touch down on some full albums, actually. We're going to do some full album debuts. We're going to start with Satoko Fuji, and then we'll move to Nick Fraser. But for now, here is the Valérie Lacombe sextet with Farnsworth, here on CKUT 90.3 FM in the beautiful city of Montreal. Thank you. Welcome back. This is Jazz Muck. I'm very excited to premiere on the station a new record from pianist extraordinaire Satoko Fuji. This new one out on Libra Records, launching today, I think, releasing today, is called Piano Music, and it's a bit of a departure in that, or it seems like it is. It's piano sounds that have been processed digitally. Fuji edits together short pre-recorded snippets of a prepared piano music to create a patchwork palette of utterly unique sonorities, emerging with two extended pieces of otherworldly piano sounds and melodies, says the press release. The process involved recording short improvisations on single themes, then transferring them into a music editing app in order to structure the larger work. It's fairly abstract and quite beautiful, so we'll check out the whole thing. And we'll be back afterwards, and I'll introduce a new record from Canadian Nick Fraser.